Okay, joining me now on the phone is Fiona Cunningham from the Member Forced Credit Union. Good morning, Fiona. Thanks very much for joining us.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad at all, Fiona. Fiona, you have your AGM coming up shortly. It's rather significant. Can you explain to us why it's so important?
I can indeed. I mean, I'm sure at this stage it's well known out there in the community. There was a merger of Swords and District Credit Union and Coolacartain Credit Union earlier this year that went live on the 1st of September. We had significant engagement with the members in both communities during the year, and we held SGMs which the members unanimously supported the merger. So it's an inaugural AGM of Member Forced Credit Union. Unfortunately, you know, it couldn't take place in either of the previous venues merely because of the size and for health and safety reasons. So I know a lot of members have been asking me, Fiona, why are we having it up in the Crown Plaza in Santry? Why aren't we having it in the Artane Beaumont Centre? Or why aren't we having it in Fingallion's GAA? And would you believe there's no venue large enough in both communities to hold the numbers that we expect to be at the AGM. We have buses laid on for all our members.
Yeah.
And already we've over 300 people signed up to take the bus. So it's going to be a big night on Monday the 15th of December, and over €6,000 worth of prizes for our members.
Excellent, because it has been a big year, and it was a big undertaking, the merger that you took on. Tell us about the amount of work that was involved in getting up and running Member Forced.
Well, again, I mean, a lot of the work went on in the background, and hopefully it was, you know, the members wouldn't have seen a huge amount of difference. From our point of view, it went live on the 1st of September. There was a lot of work that went on in the background for over 12 months with both credit unions and the engagement with our members. The big thing for us was that we had the support of our members, and it's been a huge success. The kind of changes that we've introduced in the last couple of months, which hopefully members have seen, we've introduced information desks. We've installed an information desk in each office, which has been a huge success, because now members have somewhere to go, sit and talk to a staff member about a particular issue that they might have. So it's been, for us, it's been a very good idea, and something that members would have fed back to us before, that they'd might have a query or a question, and rather than holding up the queue, could we have some kind of an area that they could talk to a staff member. So hopefully members will utilise that service that's there for them. So that was a big thing for us. The credit union itself has been very, very successful. Both credit unions were, you know, individually and collectively now, Member Force is a huge success. We're paying a 1% dividend. You know, if you take where we've come from over the last 50 years, both credit unions, it's a huge community success. And it's down to the members and the people supporting us, and that's what it's all about. The credit union's all about the members.
Yeah.
We want to keep the money lenders away from our members.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can come into Member Force Credit Union, and again, something new that we brought in as a result of the merger, we have what they call a secured loan rate at 5.99%. You wouldn't get it anywhere.
No.
So, you know, you go to a money lender, you're paying 150%. We had somebody in here the other day, they borrowed €1,000 for Christmas, and before the provident man walked away with the book, she owed him €1,580. And we want to say to members, come down, talk to us.
Yeah.
Talk to your credit union. We're here to help you.
Yeah. And, you know, was the background to the merger just that, to make to strengthen the position of the credit union, the two branches in particular, and to give that kind of sustainability and security to its members?
That's exactly what it was all about, because ultimately there was a credit union restructuring board set up called REBO. The government and the Department of Finance recognised the fact that the financial services sector had changed, and credit unions by their nature were going to be affected by this. So both boards said, what we need to do to make a strong, viable credit union in our communities for the future? And we said, by joining forces, we could do that. You know, we use the old mantra, things will still be the same. Our name has changed, but we're still the same. And that's exactly what we committed to.
Mm-hmm.
You go into any of those branches, the same staff are there. You walk in, the same people are there, enhanced services. And the other thing for us is, which was extremely important for the people in the community, and it just goes to show how much the members respect the staff. There wasn't one redundancy, and that's unique in any merger situation, that all the jobs were secure, that people's jobs are safe, and through that process, that's the one thing and one concern that members had was, you know, is our money going to be safe? Yes was the answer to that. Are we going to get enhanced services? Yes is the answer to that. And are the staff jobs safe? And we committed to all of those things, and we stuck by them.
And as you say, I mean, it was the members were consulted all along the way, and it was important for yourselves going forward that the members were involved, because you know, without being, you know, I don't want to get too controversial about it. Yeah, I mean, yeah. There have been some horror stories with credit unions too over the last number of years, and I suppose it was important that you maintained that confidence with your members.
Big time. I mean, from our point of view, the credit union sector, like any group, any club, any organisation, there's good ones and there's bad ones.
Absolutely.
We are two very, very good. We're two very good credit unions came together to make one very, very strong credit union.
Yeah.
And we were very unique. And this is, you know, we respected our members. We consulted our members. A lot of mergers have gone through with no consultation with the members.
Yeah.
So ultimately for us, the credit union sector is undergoing massive change. So we saw, you know, the future. We put a plan in place and said, what does the future hold for our credit union? And we knew that to grow and to become stronger and to make sure that we're here in another 50 years' time, that we had to put the plans in place and merge and make the entity stronger. And that's exactly what we've done. And we can even see the differences there. Our loan book, most credit unions, the loan book is plummeting.
Yeah.
Our loan book is actually stabilised. And I mean, to have in communities that we're in, working class communities, we've over 50 million euro in loans out in the community. And this year alone, we've issued nearly 21 million of new loans. That's incredible.
And I suppose for the members, there's great peace of mind there, you know, in the hard times we're in. And I mean, we're at that time of year now where, you know, Christmas is upon us, and you know, there's an inherent cost with a season like this. And you know, there's great comfort for the members there to know that their credit union is there for them, and they can avoid going down the road you said about that lady there, where, you know,
money
lenders and sharks who are just out there to kind of prey on the weak and the vulnerable in our society.
Exactly. And one of the other things that we do is we say to people, you know, Christmas is a tough time. Then you're going to have confirmations, you're going to have communions, you're going to go back to school. All very expensive times for families when you look at all of the other charges and fees that they have to pay throughout the year. So we're saying, if you're having difficulty and if you're paying your credit union back €30 a week and that's causing you some concern, come in and talk to us. We can look at reducing your repayments. You know, we're always there. Our door is always open. Come down and talk to us. Because it's not about, we're about lending, you know, the 500, the 200, the 1,000 euro. That's our core business. We're not into, and that's how our credit union is so successful. In the boom times, we didn't lose the run of ourselves. We didn't make big property loans and speculative loans for people that were entering into areas they shouldn't be entering in.
Yeah.
We stuck to our core principle of, Mary wants to buy a new washing machine, she wants to put her son through college, or Johnny wants to buy a new car, and that's what we're here for.
Yeah. And you're to be commended for that, because, again, as I say, I know there were some who were tempted down that road, and it's been a disaster for many of them, with debts that they can never ever hope to recover, you know. And again, that's going to be bad for the members of those credit unions. So anyway, as you say, you've the big AGM coming up now on Monday evening. Just give us the details of that one more time.
Okay, so the AGM, as I said, we're putting on buses to all our members. We've circulated the annual report. There's a bus timetable in there. If you want to hop on the bus, there's going to be great crack on the bus. There's also raffles on the bus. Get your name down, ring the office, put your name down on the bus. We've over 300 people signed up already. We're going to have a little trip up to the Crown Plaza up in Santry. It starts at 8 o'clock on Monday the 15th of December, and we'd love to see you all there. And the other very important thing is as well, which we can't lose sight of, in the community alone, your credit union has given over 100 grand back into the community. We've a huge defibrillator programme rolled out in all of our schools. We've over 30 schools in operation, and we've given a defibrillator to each one of those schools. We've given them to local GAA clubs, to local ladies' clubs, because it's an integral part. We are an integral part of the community. So if you're involved in a local club or organisation and you're looking for funding or you're looking for support for an event you might be running, contact us here in the credit union.
And just what are the contact details there, Fiona?
So you can log on to our website, mfcu.ie, if you're on the web. If not, you can contact us, call into our, we've a branch office in Northside Shopping Centre, which is very handy for a lot of members. We've one in North Street in Swords, and we've one here in Artane. Or again, from your own point of view, in your annual report, you can ring any of the offices, I suppose ring the head office on 01-851-3400 and ask any question you might have, and we can do whatever we need to do for you.
And there you go, folks. Fiona, thanks very much for talking to us. And as I say, as you say, only 3 months or so in operation, and it sounds like it's going from strength to strength. And it's great, the service you're providing to the community. And long may it continue. And we wish you all the great success in the future. And have a great night Monday night.
We will. And we just want to thank all the members for all their support throughout the year, because without the members, we wouldn't be where we are. And that's extremely important.
Absolutely. Listen, Fiona, thanks very much for talking to us. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.